Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mid-flight brawl, we're coming to you, Australia. The 2024 Sky Gronks Tour. The first show's coming up, Melbourne, April 20, Basement Comedy Club. Already sold out.
Sucked in.
Perth, May 4th at the Oasis Comedy Club. Mm-hmm. Handful of tickets left. Brisbane, May 11, 12 p.m. show, sold out.
Oh.
So we added another one at 2 p.m, sold out.
Ooh.
So now we've started adding more cities around this fine country. July 19, Sydney, you're up first. July 20, Newcastle, and July 21, Canberra.
Canberra with an M. Mm. Love it.
Canberra.
Can't wait.
Mate, eating hot cross buns before doing this was a silly move, but it is. Mm. It's that time of year, isn't it?
You know, like a raisin in my teeth. Yeah, whatever. It's a magical season. On top of the tour, we got new merch available only at live shows. And we got hats in beautiful cobalt blue with a wet teddy bear stuck to a seat with his mouth taped up and zip-tied hands.
A beautiful hat indeed. Limited edition merch.
Very much limited.
We got them made. They're only on sale at the live shows because you know what Heggie's like at a post office. It's hard enough selling carpenter pencils around. There's no way. These are not a cheap hat.
No.
These are a very well-made hat. And
Australian made.
Yeah.
Supporting the little bloke.
Australia. Australian made. For sale in
Sending
Australia.
Hats not worth it, I don't think. You get ripped off. They get crushed.
Yeah.
Postage is not. Postage is hard enough for books.
Yeah. And we're men of the people, you know. We're not going to charge $65 for a fucking hat.
I'll tell you what, I'll take a handful to my live shows if you, you know.
If you say I can't make the live show, well, ask your mate that's going to a live show to buy you a fucking hat.
Yep.
Sorted.
Get a mate. I think you're assuming a few things here. A lot of single ticket buyers, podcast listeners. Anyway, welcome.
Midflightbrawl.com if you want to see our 2024 Sky Gronk Tour coming around Australia. Sydney, Newcastle, Canberra, July 19, 20, 21, on sale now. Perth, May 4th, only a few tickets left. Midflightbrawl.com. We'll see you out there.
Yes.
Once again, Midflight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal. Heaps with an H, as Heggie always says. Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. If you're looking to have a break from the source or just looking to break up a big night out, look after yourself. Get on the Heaps Normals. HeapsNormal.com. Chuck and Judy free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
You know what they sent me?
What did they send you?
A big box of bog roll.
Oh.
Heaps just sent me some bog roll. Thank you very much, Heaps. I don't know. Eventually, I won't have to do shopping. They're just going to send me stuff.
Hey, I'm drinking Heaps Normal so I don't have terrible shits in the morning. They've partnered up with the wrong.
Yeah, I don't know. But get around. I don't know what's going on there, but we'll figure it out.
Heaps Normal. Heaps of delicious non-alcoholic beers waiting for you.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gold Coast.
At LAX, thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
talking to me!
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie.
And today, we're joined by a very special guest for the intro. You may know him from this.
I can't believe it! It's Australian cricketing legend! It's Michael Bevan!
It's Osher Gordon.
Hey.
Oh, man.
I've known you 12 years, and I've told you, hey, it's Ginsberg, Cody.
Yep.
12 years ago.
So I've known you 12 years now, and at least 12 years. And I said, it's Ginsburg, the first day we met. And you still call me Ginsburg, and I don't know why.
I still say Ginsburg. Yeah, I don't know why.
Not only do you mispronounce his name every time, but of all he's achieved, the one thing that you've held on to is him screaming, Michael.
Michael Bevan.
Look, I'm literally like tomorrow I'm 50 years old.
Really?
Yeah, and so when that head came off, when the hammer head came off, I was like, holy fuck, it's a Bluey episode in real life. It's like, you're the superhero that saved the world with the final ball.
Against the Windies?
Against the West Indies. Yeah. And there's a whole, like, just acres of people looking up at him like,
Yeah.
Like, oh, you had to be there.
Well, that's the rule of thumb, isn't it, for Mars Singer? The louder you yell the name, the less they are known.
To a certain cohort.
Yeah.
And dad's on the couch going, oh, that's a fucking legend, boy. The kids are fucking up.
I can't believe you two, but you're turning 50 and Heggie turns 50 later in the year. You were the youngest looking blokes from Brisbane to be 50.
Got out of the place. Before the sun got real hot, we left.
Well, yeah, we did have a couple of summers where we probably were together for a few of them where you were literally peeling sheets of skin off your body in the pre-SPF days.
Yeah. So, start again. Etch a sketch, you're back.
Gnarly. I'm honoured to be here. For the comedy festival, but also to be on this podcast. I've loved this podcast since the day it came out. Mm-hmm. I listen to every fucking episode, every Land Larrikins. I've been a Patreon subscriber.
You've been a big supporter of ours, but also first day of the comedy festival today.
Yes.
This guy's show starting tonight.
NTNNNN?
N. Five N's. And you love this. And the poster at the Greek, because we're at the Greek Centre in Lonsdale Street, I have got billing above Heggie on a comedy poster.
Oh, wow.
12 years in comedy, Luke Heggie right here, like winner of however many awards, world tour, like fucking unbelievable.
Yeah.
Me, second run at the festival, I've got billing above Heggie.
Big, are you talking the print? Your big print on?
Oh, no, same size font, like but two lines above you.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Music festival rules.
Wouldn't have taken the time to notice that, but now I do.
I said to the bloke, Tom, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like...
I'm not at the venue.
It's super fun. Like it's super fucking fun, the show.
What's
special
it all
guest,
about?
One of them not Nick Cody, who has screened my calls and not answered my texts.
No, mate, I noticed that.
The last couple of weeks have been insane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not right. Can't not right around my joint. Too many jobs. I'm a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
And then I had Tommy Little's roast on Tuesday night. I thought there's 2 days of radio left. What I should do is stay out drinking till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oof.
Not a good move.
Right.
Where were the heaps normals when you need?
You've finished, haven't you? Holidays.
I'm doing the project tomorrow night.
Okay.
You got enticed by the blazer. You got to, like, oh, mate, would you like to come and be on TV? Yes, I'd love to come and be on TV. Hang on, everybody I work with in radio is already in Bali?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, I fucked it. But you must not watch me on the project. I'm, as Sam Taunton says, the most poorly dressed man on television.
Yeah.
Shirt on, sleeves rolled up.
I'd say the opposite. The only one keeping it real. You and that bloke who gets in brand new King G's and builds houses.
Scotty Cam.
Evidently. Yeah, Scotty Cam. You and Scotty Cam keeping it real.
Which was one of my favourite interviews on radio ever, where Scotty Cam said, is there anyone got any questions? And I said, yeah, my friend Luke Heggie's a tradie starting out and you're his favourite tradie. Can you give him any time?
I interviewed him once and I said, I really like those. He goes, I'll send you some. Because he had a deal with the clothing company.
Yeah.
And fucking the next day, a box of shit showed up.
Yakka or something you got?
It was whatever workwear place he had a deal with.
Yeah.
And it was just astounding.
When it's too new, you look like you're going in that jungle show.
It was very.
Don't look like you.
No amount of ironing could get the creases out of it. It's like my motorbike shit. It's made of like Kevlar.
Yeah.
But I don't know if my jeans have a slide time now, which is really good.
I've still got King G pants from Afghanistan when Heggie and I were war heroes going over to entertain the troops.
I'm whacking them back on for Anzac Day, up in front of the march. Out of the way. Sorry, wheelchairs. I'm first.
I'm taking BRS's
You're
spot
slowing
this year.
Me down with your one
oh
leg
my
each.
God. Yeah. Oh, fucking God. Well, I do. Yeah. You guys know way more super army soldiers than I do. So, but my mum did work for the army for 15 years, so I'm aware of the way they move through the world.
Mm, yeah.
Their off duty hours are very rarely off duty.
Oh, one eye open, boots are always on.
My mum used to, through Queen Street Mall in Brisbane, she'd see people crossing the street and she'd be like, that bloke was in the army. I'm like, how can you tell? His gait. She'd once say, you can never, get the march out of your gate.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
I would have always gone haircut.
It's like cops in their haircuts, and
yeah,
they're like undercover, are you? Fuck off, mate. I haven't got any. You're
right. Not fooling me, sir.
Yeah, yeah, it's like undercover tram inspectors. Now that you're in Melbourne, if you don't have a Mikey card, very easy to spot. Anytime an Indian man's hanging out with a lesbian woman and an elderly white guy,
yeah,
that combination's never seen in real life. Are they on a tram together? They're about to check you, Mikey.
For me, the high vis is the kicker for them.
High vis?
Yeah. Don't they have to wear high vis even if they're trying to be sneaky? Isn't it laws now? High vis is just on everyone.
The crease has really put it over the edge.
Yeah.
Because they just got it out of a packet because they knew they were on a camera somewhere.
Free trams in the CBD though, so don't worry about that. Melbourne's got you covered there.
One of our mates that we went to school with, I've known Higgy since I was 8. One of the guys that was in our class is now a tram driver.
Love and life.
Great. He's not the Melbourne bloke that I hope Heggy hears and hates of you, the guy that sings.
I know that bloke.
Tram-a-ly.
The tram driver?
Yeah.
Sacked. Should be sacked.
He was like a high-level corporate dude, had a motorbike accident where he almost died.
Did he hit his head?
No. They cut him open and found all this cancer that they wouldn't have found had he not had the motorbike crash. Got rid of all the cancer and he came better out of all that and went, I fucking hate the office.
Yeah.
I'm hopping on a tram. I'm singing.
For that, the singing is where the launch is.
Yeah, of course. That's how I feel.
Do it at home, mate. Yeah. Praise God. Whatever.
So it is my 50th tomorrow and we've got a late dinner.
Yeah.
You're invited. We've managed to get a table, but it's one of those places where the waiters will sing you the menu. So I'm sure you can really enjoy it.
It's not the Fawlty Towers dining experience, is it? It's a comedy show. That'd be good. Should go to Dracula's.
You've got a fucking season pass to Dracula's, mate. That's like every time he's on the Goldie, there's a haughty wench serving him a mead.
Yeah.
Apparently, Dracula's on the Gold Coast was the most popular Australian restaurant a few years ago. Like, had the most amount of diners through it.
It's been there forever.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
If you want to know anything about the pulse of Australia, the fact that that joint has existed for 40 years and never shut. Through every other thing that has closed every hospo venue on the planet, it's still open.
COVID's still full.
Yeah.
To call themselves a restaurant, that's a stretch too. It is. I've not been in, but, it's got to be cubes of lasagna and plate-sized schnitz. That's it.
It would have started in the day when the Queensland licensing laws, they probably couldn't afford the license. Mm. So I used to play in bands and we would go to venues where if you're going to come see the band, you have to eat something if you want to order a beer. So they'll make you sit down and eat like a pie or a piece of cake or something, and then you could drink. So I reckon that's how.
Queensland laws upset Ed Byrne, Irish comedian. He was on our radio show the other day. He said he went to get a Glenfiddich, beautiful whiskey, and they said, what mixer do you want? He's like, none. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
They're like, you have to put something in it.
What Queensland. The fuck?
Yeah. Queensland, you can't
get a neat whiskey?
No. Single malt, sorry.
Yeah. You quit drinking at the right time.
On top of
I
that.
Fucking did.
Don't come back now.
Oh, no. I can't. But yes, I have. It's in Melbourne that I was nearly given not fit to fly. I'd been at a grand final, an AFL grand final, back when the network that I worked for owned a sports franchise.
Yeah.
The AFL, I'd been in an AFL grand final. It was astounding. Couldn't tell you which one.
Yeah, great.
What's going on?
Because it was one of those, we FIFO'd, me and my mate. Grant.
Same day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. On a really weird Qantas plane. It was like a 747 that they must use to get staff around to do the emergency drills and shit.
Yeah.
Because it was like an all economy 747, the kind you see when they do those Ethiopian Mercy flights and shit. Mm. It had 500 people. It was fucking packed.
Wow.
No business seats at all, which was wild. I've never seen one before. But we're racing to the gate and I was we were hearing the thing, and we're getting a personalized call, and we're hurrying around the corner, and Eddie Maguire is at the counter, basically because the door's shut, and Eddie Maguire's at the counter, and I'm pretty sure they opened the door for him.
Yeah, great.
And she turns to me and she says, "Oh, no, sorry, mate, you're too far away." And I had my
stubby.
I had a wedding ring.
Oh, right.
But not for my current wife.
Yeah.
For my ex-wife. I was like, oh, come on. And I slapped the counter like that. And she just looked one look at me and just like, you are a second away from being not fit to fly. Eddie did not turn his head.
Smart.
Uh, Because I reckon he didn't break step. He's like, mate, you're fucking on your own here, pal. And I was like straight away kind of like snapped into it, like, oh shit, I need to get back because I had work the next day. And it was, yeah, it was very.
So you begged your way on after that?
No, I was just like, you're right. I am sorry. It's been a big day.
Yeah.
I made some shit up about my team, blah, 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 blah. Yeah.
It's grand final day. They should know that.
So my team lost. That's why I smashed your counter and I stink a piss. Let me on the plane. They told me to fuck off if I pull that.
Whenever I listen to your podcast, though, I always laugh when you say drink your duty free, recline seat and drink your duty free. It was a Garuda Airways to Indonesia, my first time going to Bali, went there surfing. And it was right after, the boogie bag, boogie board bag episode. And we get to the plane, Denpasar, and it was before it's very different now, but you had to queue to get a visa and then queue to get through the security.
Yeah.
And this bloke behind me in the visa line was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, buddy, we have like probably 45 minutes at this line.
Yeah.
And then we've got another hour in that line. You're going to have to pipe fucking down.
Right? Yeah.
I was like, yeah, buddy, nice to see you. But he was like right behind me. Got the visa. I was like, oh, it's stuck. I found another line that he hopefully wouldn't find me in. Went over there. And then sure enough, he just queue jumped and walked straight up. He probably.
Mate, you are not 50s. Helping me get this bloke to Bali.
Probably early 50s.
We are and he was so just close to 1,000 paid Patreon. No, I know a lot of people pointed it out that we hit 1,000, but then somewhere, I don't know what the fuck free Patreon is. They sign up and get nothing. But Heggy said asterisks doesn't count. 1,000 paid Patreon subscribers.
Well, make some
come
up.
To Bali.
He was like, he would have been at some sort of Jade, Tay or Bay, Bray day.
Yeah.
So there was a din involved in his name. And he was just getting louder and louder. And the blue shirt kind of Denpasar cop guys are just edging closer and closer. And I'm like, I'm going to get pulled in with you because I'm talking to you, you fuckhead. And the Chappelle Corby room was literally 15 meters away.
Did they call it that?
In the corner. No, but it's there. It was the room that, because it had just happened, right?
Yeah.
So there's the footage of all, that's the room. I can see the door. It's like 10 steps from here.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck, fuck, fuck. And thank fucking goodness, like a woman, maybe two or three people down the line, she saw what was going on. She's like, oh my God, you're on our flight. Come here. And I did a chat. She let me do a chat and cut.
Oh, great.
And so she grabbed me. I think might have been even to a different line.
Beautiful.
She grabbed me and then her adult daughter, which is like, oh, and like gave me a kind of big hug and the mom gave me a big hug. She's like in her 60s.
Good
and
bit of acting.
Like, chat, chat, chat. Thank God you're here. She's like, because she's like, we have a villa here. We come here all the time. You are this close to going in there. And I was like, that's amazing. What's your name? She's like, oh, and she like that was the intro, but she could see. She just dived on the hand grenade for me.
It is amazing though with all the news stories about just people being fucked on the flight to Bali or coming back to Bali, that people still do it.
Yeah. This was 2007.
Yeah. It was
Yeah, it was a long time ago with all the wood paneling in there.
Did that guy, that guy's dead now?
Probably.
Yeah.
He looked like.
That day.
He was probably in his mid-40s but looked like he was in his early 60s.
Yeah. I mean, for every Bali 9, there's 100 Bali 1s. You just don't hear of. They're just sort of sliding through.
Yeah.
Mate, yeah.
He got on a scooter at the airport and crashed it. Out of the – hit the sign. Hit the welcome to Denpasar Airport sign from the back.
I did get out of him. He'd drunk an 11:25 of Absolute on the plane.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on the plane. And so had arrived absolutely munted and he did not walk out of there alone. He did indeed get his friends in the blue shirts helped
him. Yep. You know what upsets me about that? Normally stereotypes are true, but I would not have picked vodka.
No.
For that man.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever you get.
Keeps the weight off.
Must have been cheaper.
Keeps the weight off. It's cutting for a fight.
Fuck, I should do that.
we should get in the episode. Let's plug this guy's show again. NTN, NN, NNN.
That's right. There's a lot of N's.
Thursday the 27th?
It's tonight.
Tonight.
28th.
28th.
It's my 50th birthday. March. If you go into my Instagram and you use the offer code 50. FOR50. I'm giving 50% off for my 50th birthday. Is a couple of tickets.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, birthday, you get the presents.
Exactly. That's a good line. We should think of that. And very inspired by you, sir. I have merch.
Nice.
Not pencils. Wow.
Get around the merch.
Pens.
Ooh, pens.
I like it.
Blue Keggy pens. Yes, I love how you're just selling
Luke Heggy pens at an exorbitant price point. I think I'm going to do one for $8, two for $10.
Yeah, right.
Oh, very
clever.
Good.
Very clever.
Like popcorn at the movies.
I'd buy one to spite you and ask for change.
I don't have cash, mate.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
Gentlemen prefer it.
Yeah.
Heggy Show Grogan kicks off as well. So you got Grogan and NTNNNNN.
Not featuring Nick Cody.
Possibly will be. Let's
but
talk
some facts. Very special guests. Can we announce any of the guests?
Oh, yeah. Tonight, Claire Hooper's my guest. Tomorrow night, Says is the lady you're sure I'm wearing. She's my guest tomorrow night. Saturday night, George Zanikian is going to come and do the show again. He did the show last time.
Yeah.
Like the actual fucking George Zanikian. Yeah. And I threw him all these really wild Indonesian place names. Because he said, I'll only do it if I can read the news with you. It's like, all right, buddy, let's go. And he saw the script of like, oh, you want me to do the thing? Yeah, I want you to do the thing, George, that he used to do on SBS. Yeah. And so I found these stories of like seven-syllable Indonesian village names, and he just like chewed it like an iceberg lettuce. It was fantastic. We've got, I think Naz is going to come do it.
Yep.
Will's going to come do it. Like there's special guests every single night. No two shows are ever the same. So I'm going to go and write a fucking ton of stuff right now. You know, the idea of like, I'm just going to do an hour, learn it, and then just do that. That's smart. I decided to do a whole new show every day and stupid, don't do it.
Yeah, very silly.
Just do one good one, keep doing it.
Yeah, or don't do one. Just get yelled at by your family at home for a couple of weeks off. That's the plan.
Let's do it. Woo!
This week, we're looking at EasyJet, August 4, 2017. And it's Manchester to Copenhagen.
Oh.
Fairly rare.
Denmark.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not that often. I don't know that we've ever had a Denmark.
211 Maybe. Episodes in. I don't think I've ever heard Denmark.
211. 700 to go. Flying. No one thought we'd get this far. Our mate today is Paul Brady, 39 years old at the time, engineer. Article says high-level job in the electricity industry, but doesn't say where.
Okay. So,
I'm sus. Before the flight, Paul and his wife, Loretta, were sitting in the escape VIP lounge of the airport. La-di-da. EasyJet's got a lounge. Or
do
maybe
they?
It's an affiliated.
Yeah, mate, it sounds like one of those lounges that you can, you know, you get a little membership card for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like a timeshare situation. Bit Amway-y. The escape VIP lounge, mixed reviews.
Of course.
Especially from a man named Greg Childs. Internet reviewer, 10 out of his 26 Google reviews are 1 star.
Fuck, negative.
Seems to complain about everything.
He's English, obviously.
Google should just hide your reviews after a while. Make it so you still think that they're happening on your computer, but they're just, no one can ever read them. Greg, it's just for you to say it.
I think that can happen with Instagram comments. If you block certain words, people think they've sent it to you. It's just gone into
messages
the ether.
The comments on your
the
post.
Comments, yeah.
So on their phone, it'll look like they've said it to you.
Yeah, they're wrapped with themselves.
But on yours, if you block that person, you don't see it.
Yeah, nothing.
Fuck, I should do that.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Yeah.
Greg got a splinter from one of their wooden displays storing the chairs. Member of staff who was present and showing me the display turned to me after it happened and said, happened to me too before. If so, maybe fix the display. Show a little empathy. I'm a customer who just got a splinter from your poor health and safety standards. Splinter?
Oh.
Is that a buster, Greg? He's added in 2 photos on the review.
Oh,
his finger, where I assume the splinter is, and a pair of tweezers with maximum 2 millimeter splinter in the tweezers. What a fucking loser. I think people started doing this shit from the 80s when that, you know, only in America.
Oh, McDonald's hot coffee on the dick.
Yeah, that sort of. Well, that woman was actually legitimately fucking burnt real hard and wasn't as greedy as everyone's trying to say.
Yeah.
It's that, you know, you hear a guy sued and got $1 million because there's a fucking dog here on his cheeseburger gherkin. Everyone goes, I'm going to do that. And you end up with Greg's.
And then the courts get all backed up with bullshit. It's like GPs now, though. I say there's a GP shortage, but now to get a vape, you have to go to a GP.
Yeah.
So there's someone that went to, you know, medical school for 7 years to hand
open
out a fucking
shop.
Mango magic.
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, actually, just let chemists and nurses hand out drugs that you don't have to go to a GP for. So now the GP is handing out weed and vapes.
Yeah.
Fuck, it's all topsy-turvy.
GP's changed a lot. When I was a kid, they were very well respected, like your family doctor. Now it's What are you?
I think, do you have an actual doctor or are you just going like a haircut?
I've been to the doctor for fucking so long I couldn't tell you one. I don't know the name of one. Decades, I reckon. Fuck, I'm all right. Don't open the bonnet if you don't want to see what's under there. Just let it go.
Where I live, there's a couple of those medical centres and you go in there and you're fucking
get one.
Dealing with some loose units waiting in that room.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great.
No, they're happy to see someone sane walk in to their surgery there. Loretta posted to her Facebook, already tipsy in the free bar. Bad move.
No.
Laying breadcrumbs at that stage of your holiday for what's coming up.
Oh, helping the news out.
I mean, all crimes now pretty much solved by the perpetrator. And that's frankly, what, thank goodness.
Yeah, before I get on flights, I tweet, completely sober and my mental health is grouse.
Yeah. Although that could change depending on how I'm treated. Like, you have to put out all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Filth don't get the job done, so. Modern vanity like this has foiled many a crime. People just getting on social media and saying, look what I'm doing.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello everyone, look at all my cash and my guns, whatever. That's how they get you. They boarded the plane last, and because of this, limited room for their carry-on luggage. So far, I'm on Paul's side. Pissed me off when people have like three, like a Krispy Kreme box, handbag, the Gucci stuff, and another fucking bag, and a suit. And they put all that in there.
A suitcase, man. Yeah. That they're using their elbows to ram into the. It's like, you know, that's meant to go under.
Absolutely. Monopolizing my space. That's the major advantage for me, being allowed on a plane first now. It's just get your shit there and sit down, watch the losers all fight over it. Pretty good. After invalids and nursing mothers, I'll let them on first. Nothing worse than, I reckon, I'll take your bag and put it somewhere else.
Oh.
You know, they say, they put it down. You've got to go against the stream at the end. Fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
You never get off.
And it's the one time you got Nana's biscuits or something in a thing and you can just see him punching it at the back. You go, fuck.
Fucking weekly shops and Krispy Kremes up there.
Why did I travel with all my built Lego?
I've done a shop before for food in Perth. Like you just buy food for Sydney in Perth. Fuck. Like I'm fucking
Is the Wild West for you flying back from Perth. That's where you also had the spaghetti on board.
Yeah, I'm not buying hot food, but
things
like ginger and maple syrup and stuff. You go, I'm away. Haven't eaten enough on this trip. I'll put this on the business account. I'm buying a big chunk of fresh ginger and some maple syrup, maybe a big Omo or something.
Yeah.
If it's expensive stuff. You know, expensive. Not bulk.
Yeah.
Like bog rolls and shit.
Yeah.
You know, things
2 kilo
that are expensive.
Apples and
whatever.
Yeah.
These are expensive. I'm getting them.
Fucking hell. That is. Yeah.
Not anymore. I was fucking, until very recently, struggling working class man. And I still present as one because it's good for business. Paul has he started moving people's luggage around, trying to create space for his bags. Have you ever had anything fragile up there, and someone just starts smashing it?
Well, yeah, I worry about the laptop sometimes, the toy, because
you start
a lot of times
with oi when someone's doing it, though, don't you? Oi,
hey, yeah, fucking
just get up,
fucking
this goes on top.
Yeah, yeah, the toy I worry about, the equipment when we're flying around doing shows. That's why I use points to bump up.
Right.
You know, up the front.
You're doing it for
no
us.
No one's smashing your shit.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Yeah.
It's for the greater good. Paul said, this is a fucking joke, and continued trying to shift luggage. A member of staff came up to him and asked him to calm down. They told him he could store his luggage in the hold, but Paul refused to listen and told him to fuck off.
Not a great start.
Now I'm off his side. Because it's a better result when they go, you know what, we'll put yours somewhere safe. You'll get it on the tarmac as soon as you walk off. Great result.
Yeah. It does feel a bit VIP when they do that. Check a pram or whatever. Smart. Check a pram at the gate.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Just get it handed to you on the way out. Beautiful.
Get your Sudoku book out, Paul. Kiss your bag goodbye. You'll see it in Denmark. No problem. The FA continued to try and calm him down.
I've got a feeling he doesn't have a Sudoku book, this bloke.
No?
No.
Not a crossword guy.
Yeah, I reckon this is more Fast and Furious on the iPad.
Yeah, right.
You're telling FAs to fuck off before the flight's
straight
down.
Up. Oh, it's you wait till they take the rookie error. Wait till you take off before you pull that. They continued to try to calm him down and told him if he continued to act this way, he'd be removed from the plane. Paul did not listen. Continued to be disrespectful and aggressive, saying he wasn't doing anything wrong. They warned him again about being kicked off the plane. He finally went to his seat. So, a bit of humble pie. Bottle of vodka from the duty-free store was seen sitting next to his seat. The staff thought he'd been drinking from it. They asked him to hand it over, and he refused. The plot's a bit fatter here.
EasyJet, so far, they clearly know who they're dealing with. Mm. This is four or five strikes after a fuck-off to open things.
I'd have a strict one-strike policy on a fuck-off myself.
Yeah.
Like that's, I know that sounds pretty law and order. I'm not Peter Dutton or anything, but you tell a staff to fuck off, that's it.
I reckon like an EasyJet, a Ryanair, a Jetstar, you should be able to get like a 50 cent, because you know sometimes they have dollar flights, a 50 cent flight, but you just wait at the gate. It's sort of like, what is it, standby or whatever.
They do, don't they?
No, but a ticket where it's like 50 cents, you can't get on until someone gets kicked off.
Yeah, right.
And then the rule on board is one fuck off.
Yeah.
So you might be there for a couple of days.
You'd do some dirty tricks, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Put a bit of dog poo in someone's pocket surreptitiously. They get on, squash it on the seat. They're getting kicked off. Your seat.
Bang.
I mean, that's why he didn't want to put his bag in the hold, obviously. He wanted to have his vodka on the plane. It's not that far. Fuck, can you not do without a drink for that? He was again told he'd be kicked off the plane if he didn't listen to them. Paul just continued to swear at the FA's. Crew went to the captain, told him what was going on. Pilot called the police, who were patrolling the airport. Police came on board, just started escorting Paul and Loretta off the plane.
Status, arrested.
I wonder if there's a leg of the Manchester police that's just EasyJet Airport Division.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, that'd be...
You know, like you hear the American, it's like, I'm a part of the, you know, the fucking Navy Airborne.
Yeah.
965.
EasyJet Division.
Yeah. I'm Manchester Police, EasyJet Airport.
If you're
Division.
At the airport, like, but there'd be airport police wandering around there. Not the AFPs like we have sitting in their fucking car smoking cigarettes. Until,
waiting for one bikey fight. Yeah.
That's once in a lifetime. Yeah. That's gone.
I reckon you'd be flat if you weren't there that day.
Yeah.
Nothing's ever happening.
Finally some action and I was on the night shift.
Shit.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think that many. Do you reckon cops are all like fucking Tackleberry? But they're not all action heroes. A lot of them just want to have a quiet life.
Good pension.
Yeah. Mm. Not really do too much like most people in life. The passengers burst into a round of applause, which is always a good sign that you've done something shit.
And so I'm amazed that we haven't seen footage from an EasyJet or Ryanair. Like Australia has done a bit of the na-na-na-na.
Oh, yeah.
Goodbye.
The English love that.
They're all call and response songs.
Army type.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm amazed it hasn't.
Yeah.
Feel free to send us one if you've seen them. Instagram at Midflight Brawl.
With the British, I can't. I don't mind the ones at the football and stuff. They can be quite witty. Barmy Army, I'll draw the line. Like you're a bunch of losers in a club following a team around the world and trying to be clever. I don't know. It's that and fanatics. I think it's just the style of the sport that I object to having fans like that. And those fuckwits you get in Richie Beno and stuff.
I told you I saw those when I was staying at your place over summer when you were away in the car with my boy going, fucking hell, hectic traffic for a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And then just 100 Richie Benos on the side of the road.
God.
I was as confused as my five-year-old.
Imagine that being you, like dressing up for that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be your friend anymore if you joined the Richie Benos for a day. Sorry, mate. That's it. That is the last straw.
I'm actually amazed your mate's with me after Taylor Swift, but
you're
still a
good
bloke.
About it some nights. That's the worst. It's like it's about them, not the not the team. It's like you're just supporting a bunch of blokes jumping around on the grass in their PJs. Mm. Shut the fuck up. Watch. Paul kept saying, I haven't done anything wrong. I haven't fucking done anything. Loretta was also drunk. Police were telling her to move along. Paul told them to leave her alone and said, don't fucking speak to my wife like that. Laying the foundations for later on when he can, you know, I had
he
to
can
back.
Speak so to her like that.
Simpleton logic sometimes comes through. It's like, no, did you hear what I said to the police about you? I've got them off your back, love, you know. I'm a good bloke.
I made this situation better.
Mm-mm. I don't know. Simpleton shit. They asked Paul to tone down his language. Learn nothing, these people. Tell them Paul to calm down. It's like catnip. Yes. Like, I don't enjoy being told to calm down myself. It's passive aggressive. I prefer my aggression to be served up aggressively, especially by the authorities. I don't want them being nice to me. I find that more offensive. The quiet talking, the whispering and shit. You know, you're just trying to get me in so you can headbutt me or something. Fuck off. Don't like the cloak and dagger. He replied with, what did he reply with?
Oh, well,
this is pretty good.
Hold on.
Four words. I something, you're something.
Oh, yeah, I pay your wage.
Yes.
Oh, hold on 1 second. I'm wrapped with that. You did give me a few clues.
The full quote, of course, is, I pay your wages, you fucking public servant. Why are you standing up for that fucking gobshit?
Gobshite?
That's, I mean, I've never heard gobshit. I think that's a misprint, but that's what it said. Well, gobshit. Or maybe he's inventing new words now. It's always gobshite in my mind.
Yeah.
The English love that word. Engineer. So engineers can be vastly different. Wide scope of a career, isn't it? Like for every Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison, there are thousands of Pauls. They're all designing bridges and, you know, binding society. Some of them are in factories on milk crates saying that's what she said. I'm trying to avoid work. Engineer can be fucking nearly anything. Well, it sounds prestigious, doesn't it, when they're going to uni. Some of them don't go to uni. You can become an engineer at TAFE, but a different style.
Yeah.
You can be a marine engineer. That's just fucking one step above deckhand and an absolute grub. So I think engineer needs to be redefined. Too many types.
Well, we're saying that even with doctors.
Yeah.
GP used to be. And now
should just call GPs nurses now. Your nurse. Even worse, nurses should be more respected.
Yeah.
GPs less. Got to call them doctor. Fuck off. Yeah.
What are you here for? A 4 berry blast, cunt.
Yeah.
3,000 puff.
I mean, that is galling, though. If I were a doctor, I would resent.
They are already under the pump. They are already under the pump.
Yeah.
And now.
It's become a shit job.
Yeah.
Used to be good. Now it's shit.
That's what I meant. I need to find a better GP. Because I'm going to those fucking huge medical centres. Yeah. Everyone's turning up.
Mm.
You need a nice one.
Go to family practice. There must be
10 patients a day or something.
Just go to family practice. Get them to know your kids and stuff. It'd be good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My one, I think, could be a fucking pill mill. I think there's like 3-minute blocks you see. Yeah, right.
Charged by the minute.
Run in with your spotty dick out. What's happened? Scribble something down, throw it at you, run off.
Oh. How did those oxy ones not get picked up quicker? With a queue around the block to see a GP.
And having security guards. Some great documentaries on the old pill mills.
No, that's
Florida had them, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Lines of hundreds of people, cash only, 3-minute appointments.
Bad policing.
Mm.
Oh, if I see a queue outside anything, I'm sus.
Yeah.
Rock concert, sus.
But whatever. In America, they think... Congratulations.
Yeah, good business.
Yeah.
Rise of the middleman and fucking gold rush mentality.
That's where tall poppy syndrome helps us.
Yeah.
Pill mills don't kick off. Yeah, what's this cunt doing? And then people start looking in.
You think it's professional jealousy? Other doctors going, looking at spotty dicks for fucking $10 an hour. Why is he driving a Merc? After failing to calm him down numerous times, I eventually had to tackle him to the ground, handcuff him and change his free man status. Loretta was drunk, not causing any trouble, so she wasn't arrested. That way around seems fine, doesn't it? Like in a reverse situation, chivalry dictates that if your wife gets arrested, you're getting arrested.
You have to.
The other way around doesn't really.
Oh, yeah. If my wife got arrested, I'd have to just Spartan kick one of the cops.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, the trouble I'm in at home is far worse.
For sure. You can't wave your wife off in a paddy wagon.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. You've got kids under your arms going,
yeah.
You know. You fucked it up this time again, didn't you, love?
Yeah.
No, that doesn't work that way.
You said, fuck you, bitch. That's what she said. That's what she said. That's what she said.
Yeah.
And she's gone. You go on holiday. Fuck. Honestly, it's scarier, thought, of throwing your wife under the bus.
I wouldn't mind knowing the stats of how many, like women in prison have families coming to visit them, like a man and children coming to visit them. I don't think there'd be many.
No.
I don't think it works like that. Don't know.
Well,
there'd be parents looking after kids and stuff.
Yeah, of course.
Very few, I would think.
Hmm.
Yeah, give us a call if that's you. Your wife's in prison.
Bit of great news on the equality front a couple of days ago. Two AFLW players, the women's AFL, two Sydney Swans AFLW players caught with cocaine.
Oh. Perfect.
They're probably the first to have ever had it. They're sending it in the off season.
Yeah, right.
That's how it starts.
They're what? Sending it?
Sending it. They're having a ripper time.
Yeah, great.
But that's, you know, we're finally getting some female grubs.
Yep.
Sam Kerr's yelling at a cop.
Yeah, right.
Here we go.
That's when you know we're reaching parity. It's when arrests are equal. That's when I believe we're in a fair society.
Yeah.
And
well, I saw someone commented, good to see that they're using the pay rise for good. They're buying coke.
Yeah, right. I mean, do you think
has there been I think I've asked this before, a female coward punch death?
Yeah, I don't know. Must have been. I think it goes a bit under the rug, this stuff. There must be some assaults and, you know, sexy stuff and going on there that we just don't hear about. Like, you're not going to hear about it, are you?
Yeah.
Despite them talking much more than us. Literally, that's a stat.
Yeah.
Okay, you're not going to get me on that.
Yeah. Telling us all the wrong things. Now, my friend Beth, yeah, her brother's gardener had a kid.
Yeah.
Big baby, 4 kilos. Yeah. Why do you know that? Why do you care?
Yeah.
My friends have babies and I'll come home from a day at the pub with them.
Yeah.
And they'll just say, how's the baby? Yeah, great. What's its name? I don't know. It's a boy or a girl. I don't know.
Whatever.
He didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly at the pub to get away from it as well.
Yeah. Tell
Retaining
us
how many women useless
Beth
information.
Has punched in the locker room. Then I'll listen.
Luch will tell me when it's your birthday. How does she know that?
Don't know. Nothing better to do.
She called your wife. I don't know.
What? Sometimes I don't. So I go, fuck, it is my birthday. I don't.
She'll probably tell me one day, hey, do you know Heggie's daughter finishes high school today? She'll have that information.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm too busy knowing the day tax has to be paid.
Yeah.
But that's all right.
Paul's defense claimed he was annoyed when they suggested he had drunk from the bottle of vodka because it still had the cap on. That's like, not dissimilar.
Got him.
Like you're standing over a potential victim with a raised machete. They go, you just go, what? I haven't done anything yet. Fuck off. I haven't chopped his head off. What's the problem?
Yeah. My eldest, the young bloke was running past him and he's done like a pretend to hit him and Max has crashed into the wall and fallen over and Charlie said, didn't hit him.
It's a bork. Like,
but I think.
He got you there.
I know you didn't hit him, mate, but you wouldn't have fucking turned on a dime into the wall.
Yeah.
Had you not raised your hand.
I saw a very good Brothers clip the other day. There's a lot of them going around that must have targeted me. Someone sent it to me. It's talk about playing with your little brother and he just picks someone up. It's fake, but he picks up a dummy and just smashes against the cupboard. And then the guy's on the ground crying and stuff. And the bigger one's going, shut up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. Mum and dad are coming, shut the fuck up.
mate, it's very funny. Occasionally we've still got like a baby monitor in the kid's bedroom and it's in the kitchen and I'll be making dinner or something and I hear a crash, hear Max cry and just see a telly go, mate, it's all right. Nothing happened. You're fine.
Yeah.
Your hand's fine. You're fine. Yeah. It's like, oh, great. He's already.
Yeah, he's doing that. That's exactly what it is.
Shut up. By the way, someone who surprised me the other day, the Tommy Little roast, which was fucking awesome. There was someone I thought, I wonder how they'll go. They're very nice. Lizzie Hu, comedian originally from Brisbane.
Mm.
What I forgot, she's from Brisbane, two older brothers. She was fucking ruthless.
Oh, yeah?
Good. Yeah.
On everyone or on him?
On everyone.
Oh, great.
And on him.
Yeah, great.
But yeah, she was
great.
What'd
you cop?
I copped actually one of the softer ones from her, which is Cody does breakfast radio. You should work on the ratios, mate. A bit more radio, few less breakfasts.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And you may call Cody a comedian, a television host, a radio host, but his family call him absent.
Yeah, okay. That's pretty good.
She was soft on me.
Yeah.
But fucking.
Paul was trying to explain to them he could show them the receipt and the bottle to prove he'd not drunk from it because he was slightly under the influence, he couldn't coherently explain what he wanted. His protest was to prove he hadn't done anything wrong.
Mm. Also, again, it doesn't prove it, does it?
So that's why you start yelling, fuck off, when you're innocent. I find people screaming fuck off are usually guilty. Paul was spared jail time and instead given 200 hours of unpaid work on a 15-day and a 15-day rehabilitation course with the probation service. It's likely about 120 hours of his 200. I wouldn't mind upskilling a bit myself, do some TAFE courses and shit. Like, I could pay for them, or I could just punch someone and get it for free as part of my rehabilitation. You can.
That's it now.
Like, all sorts of shit. Like, just improve yourself. Okay, I'll go to uni. Oh, fucking amazing.
There's also heaps of those crims that are away for ages and come out and they're like, now I'm a lawyer and a doctor.
Yeah.
You go, yeah, of course. We just got.
You got a lot of time.
You're in a fucking taxpayer funded scholarship.
Mm.
I'd hope you'd come out the other end with a couple of bits of paper.
What's the thing with that? And they come out all muscly and fit and shit, too. Shouldn't be allowed. Like they should come out worse somehow, worse physically, worse mentally. I don't know. How's that go? Maybe you can work in drug rehabilitation or something.
Yeah.
You know, those ones who find God and start trying to help the youth not become one of them because they're afraid they won't get into heaven because they've killed four people, those ones. Yeah. All right. Don't know. Doctors, lawyers, muscle men, not having it. He was also banned from flying with EasyJet for 5 years.
Okay.
No more Denmark for Paul. Don't imagine people. You don't go to Denmark more than once per lifetime, would you? It's not the sort of thing you do.
I don't think I've ever been. It's always in the happiest.
Probably. Yeah.
That around there, the Nordic countries, always up top are the happiest.
Yeah, they say that. Although a lot of murders, if I'm to believe the TV shows that get produced there, a lot of there's mysteries.
A lot of like death metal and shit coming out of there as well.
They fucking love metal.
Maybe there's no middle ground on joy.
There's no, yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe they're happy because they fucking murdered all their enemies.
Yeah. Moderates wouldn't have a good time there.
Yeah.
It's very extreme. Well, I think the cold temperature goes with all that too. Like people go, it's an extreme place. Let's make a show that shows that it's extreme and there's murders and shit and start jumping around doing death metal. Loretta's Facebook page, she's deleted everything right up until just after the incident. She's one of those ones who's, online journey is told through changing profile photos on a Facebook page. That's it. Yeah, the round one.
Yeah.
Every few months, a new round picture of her and the kids and stuff. Looks like her and Paul have stayed together through the incident.
Beautiful.
Often, I reckon, watching your husband getting tackled and arrested can be the last straw.
Or do you use it to hold it over him forever?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
Get some power.
Yeah.
You reckon that's more attractive as a prospect to have power over a man that you fucking hate? And just hold on to that for the rest of your life. Jeez, that can be vindictive.
I'll fucking tell you what.
Good on them.
Am I right?
Paul and Loretta. Good on you, Paul and Loretta. Thick and thin. Not literally in this instance. They're both quite thick, fairly large. Thick. I'm going to end with a...
It is true, though. You must say that about a lot of, you know, make fun of tip rats or whatever.
Yeah.
A lot of them do stay together promptly. Sickness and in health, fucking good times and bad.
Yeah. That's what it's about. Better than us. They don't overthink situations.
Yeah.
That's why they can have heaps of kids, whatever. Get arrested, go home, get the wife pregnant, fucking have no money, have four kids, fucking just worry about when the next Jim Beam bottle's coming in. Nothing much going on. Pretty fucking good life.
Oh, man.
I'm jealous of them. I'm not being a prick. Like, the simple, very fucking happy.
Yeah.
Be a good life.
Hmm.
I think simple.
This is a running theme on this show, I think.
Yeah.
Us just being very jealous.
Of fucking idiots.
Because, my theory is there's thinkers and rooters.
Yeah.
I reckon there's people, and they might not even be, but they choose rooting over
everything.
Over everything. They're not thinkers.
Lifestyle.
I don't think there's a lot of rooters slash thinkers.
When you're young, everyone's a bit dumb and doing that. But I think, the older ones, fuck. I don't know. Not building right. They're not contributing to Earth, except for more, producing more of the same.
Yeah.
Someone's got to unblock our toilets. But then they're not even doing that anymore. Someone rising up and being middlemen and shit. I don't know. Brave new world. Good luck, the next generation. We'll end with a comment from the internet.
Beautiful.
From the article. The good old internet still has blokes on there who tell it like it is.
Of course.
Rush 2112 said... Where do you pick numbers from? Why do fucking numbers turn up at the end of your name?
No.
He's not picking that.
These are the sort of people that get on what do you want your profile name to be?
Rush. Yeah, okay.
And it's like, well, that's
already 2,111 of them.
Yeah.
Sucked in.
And it gives you a few options. They'll pick the
sometimes
first.
Sometimes the number just picks up. Like I'm Luke Heggie 5602 or some shit.
You can change that on YouTube.
I know, but why in the first place am I not Luke Heggie 2 or something? At worst, 3. There couldn't be more Luke Heggies that have YouTube channels than 3, I think. And I've got to be the number one. Like, I don't know how that's worked out. 5602, where the fuck did they pluck that from? That seems sus and ambitious to me. They're trying to, I'm going to have 5,601 bills coming in.
You reckon they're inflating the stats?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Full of shit. Smoke and mirrors. Anyway, Rush 2112 said, if she was mine, I would need 5 pints as well. So he's not a thinker. Still got the internet. Still let him have it. Whatever.
Oh, what a magical note to end on. Yep. Thanks, Rush.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Rush.
Makes you think, doesn't it?
Oh, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thank you so much for listening. Oh, no, I've turned into Rush. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. If you want the extra episodes, Land Larrikins, early access to the live tickets and much more, patreon.com/midflightbrawl. Make sure you go and check out Heggie Show Grogan at the Comedy Festival and Osher Ginsburg. I've got it, finally.
Done it.
Fuck yeah. 12 years on. Osher Ginsburg Show, NTNNNNN.
Yep. Right number of N's as well.
Perfect.
Get around you. It's good stuff.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggie, you're already shaking your head.
It's Mid-Flight Brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.